Morning, y'all. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Happy last trading day of 2025. Crazy to be saying that one. In terms of performance for the last 24 hours, they're a mostly negative day across the board. They're a bunch of chop, especially within precious metals, gold and silver, which we'll take a look at in just a moment. Rebounding after a somewhat bumpy last couple of days. Emerging markets and the US dollar are kind of rounding out the top three there. Towards the downside, the Russell 2000 taking it on the chin, our biggest loser, down around 0.75 percentage point, followed by the NASDAQ Composite and TLT. In terms of chart action, nothing from those guys, but I just want to give us some context as we move into 2026. First, talking about GLD and SLV, so gold and silver. Despite some pullbacks, and we've written research about this recently, in the last 24 hours or so, and I'm sure David talked about it yesterday. But point being, for the most part, this is heightened volatility, but really no more than pullbacks. Now, I think this is interesting to watch as we move into 2026, if there's any profit taking that occurs with the new tax year, things along those lines. But point being, precious metals in general still hold a strong long-term score, evidenced by GLD and a 5.56 fund score, getting a reversal back up into X's after a bullish triangle break there at around 390. So point being, I think this is definitely interesting to watch. In terms of technical support, you've got 365 and 370. Now, those are both below the middle of the trading band, and would be kind of a ways to fall from here. But again, a couple points to watch. Now, of course, towards the upside, looking towards 415, those all-time highs around the top of the trading band. SLV. So silver, obviously extremely strong 2025, but certainly going into 2026 with a bit of back and forth movement, rebounding nicely yesterday. Up around 4.5%, but at least at the time of this recording, around 8:30 on Wednesday morning, silver down another 5 to 7%, continuing to bounce around there. Looks like, again, trading pre-market around that 65 to 64 mark. This is looking to be what could be a relevant level of support in the near term, that 64 mark there for SLV. So again, continue to watch this. If you've got exposure, just understand we're going through a bit of volatility as we move into the new year. Like I mentioned before, not many other developments worth watching. So just taking a look at a couple different charts that came across the desk this morning. Williams-Sonoma, WSM is a three for fiver, moving back into a negative trend with yesterday's chart action there. A roughly flat for the year, but of course, that's not so good in comparison to the near 20% move higher so far this year for the S&P 500. And the big elephant in the room is just this inability to move past 210, essentially, on our default chart. So lots of resistance baked in from here. Trend breaks or trends in general have been inconsistent at best, and a return to a sell signal here from this point would not be out of the question to move back down into the low 70s, even the low excuse me, 170s and 160s here towards the bottom of the trading band. A couple names interesting. Technical picture, Steel Dynamics, STLD, off around 1% yesterday, but still a strong five for fiver, up around 50% so far this year. Getting reversal back down into O's, offering a nice entry point around 174. We've rattled off a string of seven consecutive buy signals and ushered nicely higher by this bullish support line here. So again, I think this is an actionable name if you're looking to put money to work. Next, Intel Corporation, INTC, getting a reversal back up into X's, now confirming some support in the mid-30s. So between there from 33 to 35. Again, we look at old resistance as well. That's above this old thrust higher at around 32. So I think this is a nice adding point here as we reclaim the middle of the trading band for Intel, a strong four for fiver. And as we do, I just want to take the last trading day of 2025 just to give you all some reference points for our broader asset level investing tools. So you look at Dolly and the asset class group scores page. What really matters here as you move into 2026? Well, obviously the thing we want to bring your attention to, equities and risk on assets, rounding out our top three. So domestic equities, international equities, and commodities. are strongest groups while cash, currencies, and fixed income lag towards the bottom? And then what actually is excelling within each one of those groups? They're, again, more risk-on areas as well. So you see large cap growth, emerging markets, Latin America doing particularly well. Precious metals, obviously a big mover so far. The point being, leadership has remained somewhat steady as we move into the back half of 2025. Somewhat steady with what we've seen over the last couple of years, I think is the point that I'm trying to make. And lastly, we'll wrap up with a point to watch on the asset class group scores page. The ones we like to look at here are mostly these two in this mint colored box up here, the US equity core percent rank and the money market percentile rank. These are essentially just rankings that show how strong cash and the core of the market, the S&P 500 index funds groups are, respectively. Point being here, money market is weak. There's a lot of assets doing better than cash right now, and the core is strong around 93%, 94%. So the core of the market's still a strong group. We're seeing that across the board on the Dolly and the asset class group scores page, and it's a tailwind for domestic markets as we move into the new year. All right, that's going to do it for me here. Reminder, we are closed tomorrow as are markets. So we'll be back again on Friday morning to open up the new year. And go from there. Bye-bye.